Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update.
The 34-26 loss wasn't the only heartbreak for the Packers in Mile High City. After battling it out to take the lead four times in the first half, the third quarter brought a double dose of injuries to key players. Wide receiver Christian Watson left the field with a chest injury. Then star pass rusher Micah Parsons went down with what's believed to be a torn ACL with just 44 seconds left in the third quarter. The loss puts the Packers back behind Chicago ahead of their Soldier Field showdown next weekend.
Some lucky school kids in Green Bay are in for a special treat during story time today. Packers players are reading them stories as part of free book fairs supported by the Packers. John Fitzpatrick, Lasita Smith, and Dalton Cooper are reading to students at Oneida Nation Elementary and Doty Elementary this afternoon. As part of the book fairs, each student gets to choose three brand new books to keep at no cost. Each school will also receive an additional 250 books for their school and classroom libraries. Tubing season on Aaron's Hill is officially open. With weather conditions allowing for ample snowmaking and Mother Nature providing plenty of her own, the top tubing spot in Green Bay should be in great shape for the season. With extreme cold like we had over the weekend, though, people are reminded to check Titletown's website and social media platforms for the most up-to-date information on any closures or cancellations. It's your last chance tonight to get those Packer autographs and support the Salvation Army at the same time. Players Rashawn Gary, Sean Ryan, Berrien Sorrell, and Daniel Whelan are scheduled to be at Festival Foods in Suamico tonight at 5 p.m. This is the last autograph signing event this season to support the Red Kettle campaign. Fans are asked to donate a minimum of $50 in exchange for an autograph. All proceeds go toward helping families in need, seniors, and people experiencing homelessness in the Green Bay area. So what is up with this Christmas pickle tradition? Have you ever heard of it? Does your family participate in the festive pickle pursuit? A lot of people around our area do. Here's the tradition. A glass pickle ornament is hidden deep within the Christmas tree. On Christmas morning, when kids wake up to find gifts from Santa under the tree, they also look for the pickle. The first one to find the Christmas pickle inside the tree gets an extra surprise Christmas morning. They may get to play elf and hand out presents or get a small extra gift themselves, in addition to the good luck that comes with finding the pickle. So where did this tradition come from? Many say it's a German tradition called Weihnachtsgurke. That's German for Christmas pickle. One fun story goes all the way back to the American Civil War when a Bavarian-born soldier was captured and taken prisoner. On Christmas Eve, the starving man begged the prison guard for a pickle. The guard provided the pickle, which the soldier later credited with saving his life. So after returning to his family in Bavaria, the man started a tradition of hiding a pickle on their Christmas tree each year. Isn't that fun? Well, it's not true. There's another story going back even further to the Victorian era, where St. Nicholas rescues two Spanish children who were trapped in a barrel of pickles by an evil innkeeper. That one gets a little dark if you dig deeper into it. But the truth is, it's more likely an all-American-born tradition, going back to the 1890s when glass tree ornaments were imported from Germany. Woolworth's was the first company to import these types of decorations in the United States. Most historians believe the tradition originated with a very enterprising salesman trying to push these beautiful, hand-blown glass vegetable ornaments, but no one wanted the pickle. So he created the tradition, basically to push the pickles. Wherever and however it got started, families have been hiding pickle ornaments inside their trees for nearly 150 years. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers get beat by the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Green Bay was up 23-14 in the third quarter, but the Denver Broncos came roaring back to win 34-26, their 11th victory in a row. The Packers making key mistakes on offense. I talked to wide receiver Jaden Reed.
I hold myself accountable because late in the game, you know, in a critical moment, I ran the wrong route. So I take the blame for that, and I do think, you know, that's the reason why we're in this position. I hold myself accountable. You know, I'm very very critical of myself. You know, we just all got to be on point to give ourselves the best chance.
On defense, Micah Parsons suffering a season-ending torn ACL. NBA, the Bucks got bounced in Brooklyn, 127-82. Doc Rivers.
We gave up 30 points in turnovers. The basketball guys decided you can't make any open shots now. You don't deserve it. So that was disappointing. Probably one of the more disappointing games I've ever been involved in.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-20s here this afternoon with just a light westerly breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to between 5 and 10 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.